Is there a lot line between?
Yes, they're you? Separate parcels, separate
Two
owners.
Separate parcels.
Separate owners. Yeah.
And I guess there should be some kind of cross connection. We've put money in for, you know, the street light, or the traffic signal, I should say. We've invested a lot into that intersection. So
you're talking about cross connection, meaning like this. That would be the all wheel drive that you
mentioned. Right, and you know, we already have the existing light there, and you know, we've invested a lot in trying to make that area keep that business corner. So
what you'll end up getting, and I understand your comment, but what you'll end up getting is if at some point, look, that the last proposal I think on this site was that was it a Firestone or a, which was maybe 8 years ago if I remember the date, and you know, again, it fronted you know, the busy road, and then leaves kind of the back of the site looking not so great.
Right. Well, the way we deal with the back of the site is buffer and landscaping, and so they're not necessarily.
Yeah, there's always a way to cover it
at the back. But that would be my concern. I don't know if anybody else shares the concern about taking away a major business corner, but that is one of my concerns.
Oh, I understand.
Okay, are you done? Alderman Barber.
I'm inclined to agree with Alderman Wilhelm. I see this whole corridor right here as potential. I think it's too close to the target over here, or to this commercial, to have this little niche in here. I'd like to see more development along that corridor rather than have it be residential. That's just my personal taste at this point. For the articles that the staff have raised as well, and the concerns of Alderman Wilhelm. So my inclination would be to keep it for future development.
Alderman Taylor.
Well, first off, I think you can take residential off the table.
Yeah.
All right, like, so like the people that are thinking that that's going to be the case, that we're going to get single family homes, I mean, forget about it. That's not going to happen. So you look at what's being proposed. Now, I understand the mixed use and I totally agree that it would be the backs of buildings facing these properties. That's exactly what it would be. It'd be frontage, be access off of, if we can get access off of it. Sometimes the state doesn't allow it. Like, look at Loomis Road, does not, you know, it was tough to maybe get into Ballpark Commons, you know, where the housing is on the south of Rawson. But let's just say that we can get access off of Highway 100. It would be backs of buildings. And we've already had the residents say, well, we don't want this, and we don't, or at least the association, we don't want this that's being proposed, and we also don't want mixed use. What they're saying is you want single family, but like I said, take it off the table, so, you know, that's not going to happen. Now, if you do get mixed use, you still have the same problem of the property to the north. So does it matter if it's apartments, or does it matter if it's a commercial use, a mixed use? You're still going to cause the same wetland issues in that property to the north. So does it matter if you have apartments, or you matter if you have commercial? You still cause the same issue. So the only way to solve for it, I would imagine, is somebody come in and buy the entire two pieces and put something together in one gigantic. But I understand what you're saying, Alderwoman, but if you say, I'd rather have a mixed-use commercial development, you have the same problem. Now, if you develop that piece of property first and maybe get some sort of DNR exception, well, now you're pushing the issue to this property, so you only can probably build so much in between those two parcels. So I guess the way I look at this, so now that I've said those few things, you do have, you know, multifamily, you have apartments, you have condominiums, you have high density. The only place I really want to support apartments moving forward is in where you want to build density, or you already have higher density without overbuilding, as you and I talked this afternoon. Regarding the developer, I recall, you know, this council supported this developer going from condominiums to apartment on 60th and Ryan Road. if it's been there 5 years now, if that's what you're saying, I mean, I've never had an issue. We have condominiums, a huge, you know, condominium development to the east that has never came to me and said there was an issue. Their property values haven't gone down. So all the arguments where you have apartments by condos, if it's a different development, not the same one where you're kind of commingling them, I don't have an issue.
Yeah.
I think there is something regarding Allwood Drive. I guess I'm not quite, I don't really know which way I lean on that, because you're bringing more traffic. I mean, I would imagine that the residents, that we, if we said, hey, we're going to put in Allwood Drive to Scepter, if we sent a meeting notice to all the residents of the condo association and say, hey, what do you think? They probably wouldn't want it.
No.
Because now you have more traffic going into there. So that'd be my thought on Allwood, I guess. You'd have pushback.
I did. The plan does reserve for that road to go in at some point. In other words, it's accounted for on the site plan.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to speak for them. That would just be my guess. I mean, if they say, you know, no, we're okay with it, then fine. But my guess is there could be pushback on
and
it.
And honestly, that bifurcates if the part of the concern is how the north parcel wetlands are impacted by what goes on in the south. Putting Allwood Drive in eliminates, I mean, it creates that same issue anyway. Because if that road goes through, you're splitting the parcel up, and whether this is retail, multi, or anything else, you have the same issue.
And then I'll also add, commercial has. I mean, we've got plenty of commercial along Drexel, in front of the Target, going toward Pick and Save. That's vacant. And it's available for building. If it's going to build, there's site pads ready. And I really think that this is a buffer. As Alderman Taylor said, there's a lot of rooftops are ready that are either condo or apartments. This accents, it's newer. You've got a successful plan off 68th and Ryan that has worked. They're desirable. You're putting amenities in there that are desirable and that are wanted today. I'd be willing to look at it further. So, any other how about the alderman of the area
who
sat at that meeting?
He's here.
Mr. Alderman Mayor.
I've worked with Mr. Bodner for several months now. I think he puts out a very good product. He's done a really good job over on 60th and Ryan. Nothing about him. I just think this is the wrong project for this area, and we've talked openly about that. I think a mixed use should go here. I think with the traffic on Highway 100, you mentioned Drexel. Yeah, Drexel's there, but this is actually on Highway 100. I think we have nothing else coming in on it. But I think potentially down the road, something from Highway 100 would be a much better use for this property. I'm never in favor of apartments to begin with. There's a large apartment building development, as you mentioned, on the other side. So we've already got apartments there. We've got the density we need up there. This should be a mixed use of some sort, and I believe it will come in the future. I don't think this is the right project in the right place at the right time.
Can I comment on that a second?
Sure, you can, Mr.
Okay.
Bud.
Thank you. Just point. To compare this development to the apartments that are there is night and day. Those are 30 years old or whatever. My rents will be twice or whatever what those rents are. Mm-hmm. Totally different product, totally different situation, for the record.
And I do understand that.
Yeah.
I did say you do produce very nice product. I just don't feel this is the right location for it.
Okay. Alderman Taylor.
Just because it's the alderman of the districts, you know, I want to lean to him. So you have the condo association has said that they don't want apartments, but then they also don't want mixed use. Are you saying on the record that if this was a mixed use development, that that's something that you would support?
We have this project in front of us right now.
Well, I'm just wondering. I mean, I think that's why I just wanted to know. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
I don't know. I'm not going to give a blanket approval to anything.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I mean, just before I pass it on to the alderman, I did hear that they would prefer it to be natural.
Well,
so,
right.
Grass.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
I also want to go on record, too. I'm never in favor of apartments. So if you want to try and turn this into some kind of a political game here, go right ahead. But I'm never in favor of apartments, period. This is not the right project here.
Okay. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
I think what the council needs to do is decide, is this corner important enough for us to save for future business multi-use or not? I mean, that's kind of what it comes down to. It's and if we don't think we're ever going to save and wait for that, then and you know, you're in a big hurry to get something done. You know, I would think that this is probably be as good as anything. But the decision should be, how do you feel about this particular parcel being on a major highway, being residential or apartments? You know, I guess that's what you need to think of. So where are we looking for long-term, or is this long-term enough, or you think that long-term isn't ever going to come and this is it? I don't know. That's the question I think we should be asking ourselves.
Can I ask a question on that?
Sure, Mr. Butter.
Protocol here, but you know, several times it's been referred to as the corner, and I just want to make sure I'm understanding. Are we talking about this corner, or are we talking about the real major corner? Because
I'm talking about the entire parcel as a whole.
Two parcels.
Which is,
the two
right.
parcels are major.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I. Okay, so I understand you're talking about, when you say the corner, you're talking about the,
I'm talking
the two main parcels.
If you go from
parcels.
Drexel, I mean, it's long enough to go way past Target. I, if that
so
area
you mean,
is...
You mean even down here?
Well, right to the end of where you're stopping.
Right.
The entire parcel, which is...
Right. Let me ask you. I mean, if a bank were to come, if let's say, you know, banks want to go on every corner. If a bank comes, then is that what you want to see on the corner? And if that's the case, it would not impact on any level what happens on this parcel.
Well, I would hope that we could get a larger development similar to what's there, but that might not happen. I mean, especially based on the fact that there are still developable lots in the Wyndham area. So that's why I'm asking the council to consider, how long do you want to wait? Is it worth the wait? Is it an important enough corner? I'm not trying to lead them any other way. I just want everybody to think about all the...
That's why we're here.
All the different concepts.
That's why I'm here.
But I'd love to have a conversation as you come over in my district.
Well, that can be a future topic and a future project. I mean, we want to give Mr. Bodner some direction. You know, in regards to the, I see this. What's the projected cost of this project? And in
thank
increment?
You for bringing that up. So. I believe when completed, it will value at close to $8 million.
So we're well over our $1 million per acre improvement.
And that was for 27th Street, by the way.
Correct. So there are a few people that would like to see other things. I'm not that positive in regards to that it's going to develop. This is a rather narrow piece of property. There are some wetlands issues that have hindered this for time after time after time. And I'd be willing to allow Mr. Bodner to move forward. Mr. Barber?
I would prefer to think of this not as a corner, but as a corridor. And I'd like to see how that the whole thing could be developed in terms of the corridor in conjunction with the wetlands there. So as you look at the whole strip there, even going further south at some point, the idea would be, it, to me, it's a corridor, not a corner, not just a parcel, a chunk of two that needs to be looked at from that perspective.
Well, as you know, Scepter goes into a lot of twin duplexes.
Yep.
Right? So, you got, and a gas station right next door. There's not a lot of people that want to even buy land next to a gas station.
Well, I was going to say, you know, obviously, it's your decision whether me first comments from, I think, the majority of us on our thoughts. And I guess I would just say that if this doesn't move forward in apartments, because, you know, we have commercial, I'd be very curious to, when a commercial or mixed-use development comes forward, what the reasons why not to move forward on that. Because it always seems to be when you have neighbor opposition, which we have a little bit here, which is, I mean, I sound like it's very respectful, and
it was,
and you know,
was,
and that's very, and that's nice to hear.
I've had the pitchforks,
right? So I appreciate
this,
that.
This was all very good.
But that the homeowners, you know, the condo owners and association understands that you have at least the alderman of the district saying that this is better for commercial, and that he won't go on the record, but that's what he said. That, you know, there could be a proposal in 6 months or so saying, well, all right, not apartments, but let's do commercial. And, you know, I'd be curious to what the opposition would be then to say, well, we don't want that. I mean, I think residential, you just have to throw that out. Who's going to put homes, you know, you have, you know, saying because there's an apartment complex or because it's higher density or because you have the noise across the street from Target. I mean, all the things we've heard in the past would be said again. I'll just be curious to what happens when that issue comes forward and why not to do it. Because it seems like every time there's something proposed, there's always, you know, the reasons why not to do something. So that's all.
City Council.
Just for recollection, with regard to the application for development of the existing gas station convenience store on Drexel Avenue, there were meetings after meetings after meetings for an extraordinarily lengthy amount of time, and the entirety of the residents and property owners in the entire area wide were essentially in opposition. And ultimately, after neighborhood meeting after neighborhood meeting after neighborhood meeting after neighborhood meeting, there were, just per recollection, some concessions made. But I do recall the then Common Council president at the umpteenth meeting, before it was approved, noting that he was at a neighborhood meeting at a homestead in the area. I believe it was the Sunday night before or the Monday night before the meeting, and he said that he experienced a room full of love. Ultimately, it was approved, but there was substantial opposition,
right,
for a commercial use in that area. And I appreciate that it's all different in terms of development now with the shopping center,
right,
village,
right,
shopping center, et cetera, but just for whatever that's worth,
historical
fact.
Yeah. We've got to also remember, for a developer to come in here and put a piece of commercial in here, what kind of tenants are going to go in here? Mm-hmm. You're not going to have an A tenant. You're not going to have a B tenant. You're going to have C tenants, okay? They're going to be low-profile tenants, okay? And the cost to build prohibits a C tenant going in because they can't afford to go
plus
in.
Plus, it won't be $8 million, I bet. It won't be $8 million. We had that same issue on,
correct,
with the Zilber apartments.
Yep.
It was $25 million, and if it would have been commercial, it would have been like, what, 10 or 12 or something? It would have been a real, it would have been like half of it. So that's to consider as well, you know, dollar,
okay,
and cents wise.
Yeah.
So
one more comment, and then we'll call it close.
Well, I was going to say, this is very similar to the Zilber, and the neighbors that I had next to that had some very particular things that they wanted, so they wouldn't be in opposition.
Right.
And maybe, you know, Mr. Bonner can continue to work with the aldermen and see if there is something that could cause the neighbors to not want to come out in opposition. And
take this over.
And just, you know, take it through the process and see before you spend a lot of money on it.
That's the goal.
And because, yeah, we're a little bit mixed up here. We're not totally against it, but... you know, obviously you're going to need 4 votes, and so you want to make sure you've got that.
Yep.
And so I would say maybe just, you know, so maybe there's an offset that someone's looking for.
Understood.
Sometimes you can hit it just right.
Yes, very well. Thank you.
Did you want to make a final comment, Mr. Butter?
Well, I just wanted to add that it was brought up before, and
keep going.
It was brought up before, and I just wanted to make everyone aware. So the Forest View development on 60th and Ryan has been finished for about 3 years. And, you know, in multifamily, you underwrite properties at 95%, 5% vacancy factors with normal and customary. In 2016, my vacancy rate was 2.35%. In 2017, it was 1.87%. And in 2018, it was 1.36%. It dropped in those 3 years a full percentage point over the course of the year. That's why I feel that this is absolutely the right product. We're debating if it's the right product here, but it's not a three-story, 30, 40, 50-unit building with big underground parking, and a lot of people are afraid to walk in those, you know, that kind of thing at night or whatever. It, you're driving your garage, you're in your unit, and it's all individual and all private. And I attract, if you drive through this development, my Forest View development, in the evening when the garage doors are still up, except when it's this kind of temperature outside, you'll see very nice cars in there. And I'm local. I'm a long-term hold. I've been doing this since the early 90s, and I have on-site management. We manage everything internally. And this, again, is a long-term hold for me, and I've done a lot of work in Franklin over the years, a lot of work. It's a very desirable community, and I honestly, I think that there's always a potential for a bigger, better, whatever it is, whether it's a development or whether it's a house or whether it's a car or whether it's whatever. But this is a bird in the hand, and it's a good site, and it's a good layout, and it's a good location for this product. And I appreciate your input, though.
Last comment from Alderman Mayor.
I still want to thank you, Mr. Bonner. I think you do a quality product. I really do. And I thank you for coming in, and thank you for the meetings that we've had so far. I just, and I didn't say commercial. I didn't say anything particularly. I said it has to be looked at on what the proposal would be. I really liked Alderman Barber's comment about looking at the entire corridor and see what can be done there. But I think there are... traffic on Highway 100, I think we can take advantage of that. I don't know when it's going to come, but if we put something else up in the meantime, it's not going to come. So I thank Mr. Bodner, but and we would also need 5 votes for a zoning change, I believe. So
I don't believe so, but
no, 4.
4.
4.
So, I mean, you've
well,
got
a majority of a quorum.
No. We'll just make a couple of people
vote. No votes tonight.
No, we're not voting on this. We're just giving Mr. Bodner some direction. You do have some obstacles with the land, the contour, with the height compared to Drexel and stuff like that, and what you're going to do in the back end. Also, Allwood, if you're going to go for vacating down the road, those are all things to consider. Okay. Seeing nothing else.
Motion adjourned.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Second.
We got a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion passes 5 in favor, not against.